Welcome to Starting Points, your weekly dose of better questions, where we provide you with one conversation-sparking question each week to help you learn from those nearest to the work. I'm your host, Sam Goodman. Let's jump right on in. Hey everybody, welcome to our first episode, our inaugural episode of Starting Points. I wanted to do a little hop minute-esque thing. You remember way back when, many of you have been around the show for more than a minute, some years back now at this point, which is kind of wacky to say, but we used to do a hop minute where we had a little short episode where we would jump on and just have a quick conversation, like a hop minute. Now, most of those went 5 or 10. My goal here is like 3 or 4 minutes for each one of these episodes. This one obviously is going to be a bit longer because I've got to share with you a little bit about what it's about, but here we are. And the way this is going to work is every week I'm going to shuffle up this deck or one of the decks or pull out the app. I'm throwing the cards now. Pull out the application, startingpoints.app, from any mobile browser, and we're going to read a question. And I'll give you some of my thoughts on that question and maybe even just chat about it for just a second. But what I hope that you do is I hope that you take that question over this week or next and give it a shot within your work world. Go out and have that operationally curious conversation, that well-intended operationally curious conversation with those nearest to the work. Now, what I would encourage you to do is just close your eyes for a minute. Bear with me. I'm going to get a little hippity-dippity. But think about, from your perspective, work that's out there, things that you're either very curious about, things that, you know, from your perspective, again, things where you think that there's something to learn more, where things seem like maybe they're nearing failure. A good question that I like to ask nearing workshops to leaders in particular is, where do you believe that the next unintended operational surprise and event is going to happen? Go ask this question there, or really just anywhere that you want to learn more. Okay, I want you to go out and learn more about normal, everyday, usually successful work. So with that said, I'm taking the card deck. I'm going to shuffle it. I'm going to keep myself honest. And I'm a bad card shuffler. I'm just going to let you know I'm not a card person. But here we go. We're going to give it a shot. That sounded bad, didn't it? But it shuffled. Okay, it shuffled. Now I'm going to just cut the cards. I'm cutting them. Okay, I'm cutting the cards. And I'm pulling one off the top. Now the first question that come up from Starting Points, the original deck, operationally curious questions. Can you tell me about something that feels really risky in your job? I love this one. I absolutely love this question. I kind of love all of them. That's why we wrote them down. But I love this one because what we're really starting to tap into here is this idea of un or under controlled critical risk a lot of times within our work worlds. These things where people are going to say, yeah, you know, that piece of equipment over there, when I work with that thing, man, oh man, the hair on my arm stand up, and you guys don't seem to pay very much attention to it, but woo-wee, boy, howdy, is that how you say that? Holy crap, my spidey senses go on neener, neener, neener mode. It feels really, really risky. Every time I move this over here, or I have to run that piece of equipment, or I have to do X, Y, and Z, it's a little too close for comfort. Again, a lot of times what you're going to tap into with this question is you're going to hear something that sounds like, I almost died over there last Thursday. you just might. Yeah, un or under controlled critical risk. Yeah, that thing, when I put that in there, it starts making all kinds of noise and it starts kicking around and then a little bit of smoke comes out. It works. We figure it out. But let me tell you about it. Let me teach you about it. That's the point of all these questions. Teach me, show me, teach me, show me. Learning-focused questions. I'm not looking for opportunities for blame. I'm not going out there trying to explain this away. It's a big thing we've got to watch out for, especially as leaders within our organization. We like to deflect. I know. I've been there. I've been there. Done. I know. We all do that. We're people. No, it's not that bad. They're complaining. I've run that 15 years ago. I run that last week. I know it's not. Learn from those nearest to the work. So there's your question. There's your mission for this week. Can you teach me, or can you tell me, can you show me something that feels really risky in your job? That's it. Thanks for being here. Let me know. Send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Let me know what you learned this week. I'm really curious to see, here are some of the stories that come out of these better questions. Thanks for being here. Today's episode is brought to you by Starting Points, an operationally curious card deck available at startingpointcards.com. Also, check out our funky meeting starters if you would like to get your meeting started on a funky and fun foot. All the card decks are also available in the Starting Points app. It is just startingpoint.app from any mobile browser, and visit www.thehopnerd.com today to learn how we can help you on your hop journey.